Everybody needs a good butcher. My butcher, Menino's. But why? Well, you get great hands-on service, not to mention customized cuts of beef and great information so you'll never mess up. Menino's Market has lean baby back ribs, $4.29 a pound, as well as a huge selection of choice Angus beef. They have a large selection of potatoes, pasta salad, and don't forget about the warm homemade French bread all day long. Menino's in Cotterville, and for catering, meninosmarket.com.
Hey, it's Denise from Appliance Discounters, and I'm here to tell you about a great deal for Mother's Day. It's not 1950, and these days a new dishwasher can be very stylish as long as you purchase a Bosch. Show her how much you care by surprising her with the highest rated dishwasher in the industry. When you purchase a Bosch dishwasher for $599 or higher, Appliance Discounters will also do the replacement install for free. That's $150 savings. We'll even throw in a Bosch food mixer valued at $300 for free. Believe me, you'll be mom's favorite with this sweet deal.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and because there are no ordinary moms, Hallmark Signature are no ordinary cards. Find them in the card aisle wherever Hallmark cards are sold.
Martin Kilcoyne here, and on Saturday, May 7th, the Salvation Army Midtown Family Store at 4121 Forest Park Avenue in the Central West End has their huge sports memorabilia sale. I'll broadcast live Friday, May 6th, so stop by and say hi. Go to satruck.org for more information.
Hi, everybody. It's Frank. I want to thank all of you who have let Joe Calmer and his wife and his staff know that you've heard about them through the show and that you're AM and the PM. And this is one of those advertisers where, you know, I'm not able to say, hey, go out this week and utilize the services of Calmer Memorial Services with a K or American Cremation in St. Louis, because you're not going to need their services until somebody in the family passes away. There are a lot of baby boomers who listen. Our parents are older. What I would suggest to you is this. You go to the websites, and I'm going to tell you how to get to them, one for the Illinois folks, one for the Missouri folks. Get familiar with what they do and how they do it. And then sort of already have it in the back of your mind that when that time comes, you already know who to call, whether you want a traditional funeral or what they do most of, which is cremation. And if you want the cremation done in a way where you want an inexpensive urn or beautiful wooden box and you want to take the ashes different places, you can do that. You want a really nice urn, they can do that too. They can do anything. What they don't do is maintain a lot of overhead with a fleet of limos and hearses and a great big building or two or three with chandeliers and visitation rooms. They don't need all that, because the people who go to Calmer Memorial Services with a K in Illinois and American Cremation in St. Louis, they're looking for one thing: affordability and dignity. Everybody wants to show that departed one dignity. And they're real good at that. And it's personalized services. They own their own facilities. They don't subcontract anything. You're going to be taken by the hand and walk through the whole process. I think you're really going to appreciate what they do, the way they do it, and the affordability. And that's become so important to so many people, which is why cremation is now such a big deal. K-A-L-M-E-R. Calmer Memorial Services in Illinois and American Cremation in St. Louis. Go to frankopinion.com, click on sponsors. You'll find the links to both. There'll be one that says, if death occurs in Missouri, click here. If it occurs in Illinois, click here. I wouldn't wait until that time. I'd go take a look at it now. So when the time comes, you eliminate the family bickering, the indecision, oh my goodness, what would we do? It's already been decided. It's already been decided that you want affordability, you want dignity, you want Calmer Memorial or American Cremation. Once again, frankopinion.com. Just click on sponsors.
Not Mexican, but has a place in Cabo. And thinks he lives in St. Louis. Ladies and gentlemen, Sammy Hagar. When does he say it? I don't want to ruin it. Can we take him to the bridge? It'll take 3 days. Scott Sherman with Ian Geis and Dan Strauss. Mas Tequila.
What?
Isn't that Mas Tequila?
That's the name of the song.
Yeah. Sammy. He's coming. Is he coming to town?
I believe so, yeah.
Be proud, everybody. Be proud. Be proud in the parking lot.
Isn't he playing the? He's playing the fair.
How could he not?
Yeah.
Sammy Hagar, Cinco de Mayo, and you. Feliz de Cinco de Mayo. Happy Cinco de Mayo to all of you gringos out there. I was told by Jose Hernandez, not Mexican also, his people are of Cuban descent, that gringo was the derivation by the Mexican army, that the only two words they could say were green and go, and they said that when they saw to the American soldiers of their khakis or their olive drab, gringo. I'm taking that on Jose's word. It's probably wrong. All right, taking it on my word, we're going to take some calls for you in a little bit. We'll do our This Side of the Law segment. Call now because it gets booked up. Every week we take questions and we answer as best we can. 314-969-5877, 888-550-5877. And one out of three times star KTRS works. You can't text because we have to talk to you on KTRS. But you can text us at 84126 to complain about whatever. Real quick, let's go through some of the stuff that has been going on at the Supreme Court. The end of that term is coming up in June, about a month from now. Not the blockbusters that there were last year, but some important ones. But before we do, let's hear from Mr. Cash.
Early one morning while making the rounds, I took a shot of cocaine and I shot my woman down. I went right home and I went to bed. I stuck that loving 44 beneath my head.
He went to Juarez, Mexico.
And up next morning and I grabbed that gun. Took a shot of cocaine and away I run. Made a good run, but I run too slow. They overtook me down in Juarez, Mexico.
All right. At the Supreme Court in Washington, D.C., I'm going to pick three of the cases this term, actually this calendar year, that have been going on. They some have political implications and First Amendment implications. I'll do it as quickly as I can here. Heffernan versus City of Paterson, New Jersey. Is this the show that Kevin James was on?
Yeah.
Okay. Doug Heffernan, I believe. This guy was a sheriff's deputy, and his boss, the sheriff, was running for re-election. Well, they thought that he was supporting the opposition. This would be sort of the Ted Cruz versus Donald Trump primary fight. And he went and picked up a lawn sign for the opponent, but was for his 86-year-old invalid mother and not for him because he was friends with this guy from high school. This is an episode of yes. Of the Kevin James show. I don't even know what that thing's called.
King of Queens.
King of Queens. So he got demoted from detective down to street cop in Paterson, New Jersey. That's not a good thing. And he sued, and it went all the way to the United States Supreme Court. And you know what happened to him?
No.
He won. 6-2, even without Scalia. He still won this, and the court decided in his favor for this reason. It is a fundamental constitutional protected right to involved in legitimate political activity. So you don't have to support the local sheriff, even if you work for the local sheriff's department. Here's the rub for all of you out there that want to wear your buttons to work. It's for government employees and not for private employees. The protection run to him because he was a government employee. And even though he really wasn't supporting the opposition to his boss, they fired him because they thought so, which is now an episode of Three's Company. So take the door off the kitchen and stuff the turkey your own way. So congratulations to Kevin James. He can wear his button and be a detective again. Also, and this one came down on April 20th, 420, dude. Dude, Harris versus Arizona Independent Redistricting Commission. I cannot stand those jerry-rigged, gerrymandered districts where they take a line and they just draw it straight down somewhere or they draw it somewhere else to protect some political party or some interest group from not having as big of a voice. Bottom line is this. If it deviates more than 10% of the general normal population, that redistricting drawn map is presumptively a violation of the Voting Rights Act, and they better have a very good reason, or my constitutional law professor said a DGR, a damn good reason for that to exist. Otherwise, it's illegal. What's a good reason? Balancing political power and also compactness of the district. Bottom line, they'll play with it, but they have been rebuked a little bit. And finally, before we get to calls, We had a call one time that was, I think, about this case. What happens, Ian, when someone is charged with a crime by the federal government or by the state government, and they then move to seize their assets? What can that person do about taking money and hiring a lawyer? What do you think before March the 30th, 2016?
Ooh, I would think that their assets were tied up and it was part of the case. No,
very good. You were exactly right.
Wow,
excellent.
Thank you,
Mr. Geis. This happens all the time. The federal government in particular loves to do forfeitures and seizures of people that are accused of crimes. Now, people that are accused of crimes aren't guilty yet, but I don't like the seizure before the punishment. It seems as though that's a deprivation of property without due process. Hey, you seized my house? Why? We think it might be involved in drug activity. Well, you think a lot of things. Why don't you just grab me and throw me in the penitentiary for the rest of my life? You obviously think this. You've indicted me and or you think I've done something wrong. That's not the way the system works. In this case, Luis versus United States. See how it's sort of Hispanic? It has that theme?
Yes.
They seized Louise's property. Now, it wasn't drug property or contraband. That stuff can still be seized. It wasn't a bunch of cash that they found on some drug mule coming here from Mexico. By the way, 90% of heroin and cocaine come from Mexico, and methamphetamine, too. But they seized assets that actually legitimately belonged to Louise, charging her with bank fraud and a bunch of other alleged crimes. This court, 5-3, the opinion written by Justice Breyer, said the following. You cannot, federal government, grab something that belongs to her just because you think it might somehow at some point be proven that it was ill-gotten. If it is apparently legitimate, it belongs to her, not under the Fifth Amendment, due process, taking of property, but under the Sixth Amendment, right to counsel, because Ms. Louise Ruiz wanted to use the money to hire not only her own lawyer, but the best lawyer she can find. That's the case that I quoted a couple weeks ago, Gideon versus Wainwright, 1963, involving entitling everybody to not just counsel, but competent counsel, right to counsel if you're broke, and the right to afford or to hire the best counsel or the most expensive counsel if that is your money. So those are three, I think, relatively important cases coming down. We'll keep you posted on the rest of the term as it comes near an end. By the way, there's no gay sex marriage cases this year, so it's kind of like an off year. But there you go. Alleged criminals can keep their money to hire their fancy pants Weasley lawyers. Sixth Amendment.
On this side of the law, on that side of the
Juarez,
law.
Juarez, Mexico.
Who is right, who is wrong, who is for and who's against the law?
I've had the honor for about the last 8 months to sit really in this studio and sit next to Mr. Opinion and these two fine gentlemen. Sorry, Mr. Opinion and these two fine gentlemen. And answer your calls. It's been one of my great honors in my career. And we will continue that right now. We call it this side of the law. First up, batting leadoff, and hopefully running out a past third strike, is Kevin. How are you, Kevin?
Good. I was just wondering if you know of a good labor relations lawyer to deal with some employee issues.
Yes, tremendous one. If you email me at lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com, I'll be happy to give that person's information to you, sir.
At lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com,
or you can go to the frankopinion.com. And there's a link there that Frank was kind enough to put me on.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Chris, you are on the air.
Hi, Scott. I got a kind of a pretty difficult legal matter that really there's not a whole lot of lawyers that want to touch because it deals with military law versus civilian law. Very, very long story that could probably take up your whole show, but I'll try and keep it short and sweet. I was stationed at Malmstrom Air Force Base, Montana, back when I was 19. It was my first duty station. long story short, my buddy asked me to go across the border with him and some other friends. A very long story short, I ended up coming back. My buddy shows up to my door in my dorm room and says, hey, we got stopped going back across the border. And I said, okay, well, so what does that have to do with me? Long story short, I found out that girl was 15 and a half, almost 16, who I hung out with up there and also had intercourse with.
All right, Kevin, or Chris, sorry.
Yes.
We don't want to put facts in evidence, so I get wink nod on that.
Okay.
So you've got a situation from that occurred in Canada, and now you're under the code of military justice. Is this still going on, or is this over?
No, this happened back in 2000.
Okay.
But what is going on is it was all taken care of by the military. I'm probably one of the few people you ever meet to actually be convicted of a general court-martial and be maintained within the military as an Air Force, served another 8 years after that proudly and got medically discharged because of asthma.
Thank you for your service.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. But where I come in this large legal matter is that I come home, I have the cops show up to my door and say, welcome back to Missouri. Thanks for serving for our country. You're a sex offender. And I said, okay, so what do I need to do? And long story short, that was probably the worst thing I did was just not seek any legal matter, and I went straight to the cops and became a registered sex offender. I guess in the Missouri, it equates to be a misdemeanor because we were 3.5 years apart, and it was consensual and blah, 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 blah. And so I spent every last red dime I had that I saved while I was in the military on a lawyer. And I'm not going to give the lawyer's name, but he wasn't the greatest.
Okay.
And I, at the very end of all that money being spent, I found out the Missouri law states that in order for me to petition for this to get taken off of my record, I have to go to the court that I was convicted in.
And is that court, that's in some province north of Montana, right?
Well, that was at Malmstrom Air Force Base.
It
was a court-martial.
Okay, it was a court-martial. Okay.
Yes. So there's nowhere for me to go in order to apply to get this taken off my record. So here I sit, you know, I understand what I did was wrong, but I'm being punished.
Yeah, and this kind of thing, and just so you know where I'm coming from on this sex offender stuff has gotten way out of hand on the things that don't make any logical sense. If you were 45 years old and you were trying to pick up some, you know, 11-year-old girl, that is a not only crime, but that's a crime of moral turpitude, the likes of which I don't have words for. But when you're basically a high school teenager or a college freshman, which is basically the age that you were at the time, you know, Canadian girls, I mean, first of all, what do we know about Canadian? Kidding. But this is not something where you are some sort of a pedophile. These sex offense lists have gotten out of hand. Some people have to be on them for peeing on a tree. Seriously. So we're not talking about a pedophile here. I mean, Chris is not a pedophile. Chris is a guy where a girl either didn't disclose her age or it was bad luck, right? I mean, this is not, she didn't say she was 15. Right?
No. Yeah, I had no knowledge of it whatsoever.
Yeah, she looked and acted just like a girl that was a contemporary of yours. So is the question, what can you, if anything, do, or what suggestions do I have about this sex offender list?
Well, basically, I understand the suggestions, and I appreciate the information, but, I mean, honestly, I mean, I'm to the point now where I've tried to move on with my life. I have a wife, I have a kid, and, you know, I understand, fine, ruin my life. But where this is coming into play now, and it's going way beyond my life, it's going into my kid's life.
Yeah.
It's going into my wife's life, you know, and I'm never going to be able to go to, you know, my kid's parent-teacher conference or, you know, like a Christmas school play. I can't step foot within a playground or a public pool. And I do understand that there's laws, you know, and there's reasons for these laws, but there is absolutely no difference between me and what I did back in 2000 and somebody who probably, and I'm not trying to be mean, but there are some people that deserve to be on the list. You
yeah.
know? And there's no course of action for me to take, and there's really nobody that can direct me in any way because it's military law versus, you know, because, I mean, well, from what I understand, all the sex offender stuff is all taken care of by the state of Missouri. It's a state-run, you know, type of deal.
Chris, so, we're short on time, but I have one quick follow-up. When is the last time you consulted with an attorney that you had faith in on this issue?
I don't know that I ever have.
All right. If you will indulge sort of intrusion into this, there is a person I would like you to consult with. If you'll give me the courtesy or the honor of giving my email address to you, and I will give you that person's information. And you see, I don't know that they can fix with a magic wand, but I don't like the fact that you don't have faith in the people whose job it was, and that was their job, to, if not, do something for you, at least to explain it in a way that you feel that they represented you properly. How about that?
I appreciate it, sir.
All right. Law Office of Scott Sherman at gmail.com, and I'll forward you that information. Thank you. And again, thank you for your service. And there are thousands of people, men and women, who in college or at a bar one night have made that mistake that they didn't know they made. That is the difference between someone who is a technical sex offender and someone who is a pedophile. So we empathize with your situation, and we're sorry.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. All right. And on that happy note,
man,
I'm going to go to...
Yeah, we can.
Let's do it.
We can.
Timpani.
We can go check traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, we've got a real mess out on the highways right now. First of all, you've got rush hour. Then you had baseball traffic that's out. Plus, you've got hockey traffic that's starting to make its way in. But here's what you got. Eastbound Highway 40, right by Union Station, you've got an accident. Only the right lane is getting through. You're jammed up eastbound on Highway 40 from Hampton to where this accident is at Union Station, and then things open up to the Poplar. Westbound drivers, you're jammed pretty solid now from Busch Stadium out through about McCausland, maybe Big Bend, and then you get an opening, and then from Clayton Warson, it's looking slow out through Highway 270. Now, eastbound 44 downtown, you're heavy a little bit west of Grand to Highway 55, but westbound drivers, that's a solid jam now from Jefferson out through the work area at Hampton. We're going to check on this accident on, when I left the hangar a few minutes ago, they said six lanes were blocked on northbound 270 just before Page. And I can already see the backup is south of Highway 40, but we'll be going to check that out. But be aware, that's what the backup is, an accident just before Page. And then south on 170, look at that. You're pretty well jammed up from Olive down through Highway 4064. This report brought to you by GAF Roofing. Roofing contractors, it's Pro Appreciation Week at Lowe's. Stop by your local Lowe's and get 10% off select GAF Roofing accessories from now through May 6th. See store for details. Void where prohibited. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Hey, it's Brendan Weesey. I am so excited to be part of the Big 550 KTRS Sports Department. Listen to Jim Huer and I weeknights at 6:30. It's going to be a blast.
The Big Sports Show.
Big Sports Show
on KTRS.
Hi, I'm Florissant Mayor Tom Schneider. Founded in 1786, Florissant is older than St. Louis County, older than Missouri, and even older than the Constitution. We love our beautiful, safe, historic city, just minutes from Lambert, never far from the action, and we want to share it with you. Come to the first celebration of spring and enjoy some Florissant hospitality at our 54th Valley of Flowers Festival, the gold standard of community events. The festivities run from Friday, May 6th to Sunday, May 8th at two terrific venues with free admission to all events. The Nice Grounds features barbecue, carnival rides, games, the Queen crowning Sunday, May 8th. The Florissant Egan Center has the famous Soap Family Italian Circus Friday and Saturday under the big top, joined by sideshow tents, a bubble blower, pirate ship, food tent, and more. Sunday's parade starts at the Egan Center, winds up Parker, down St. Francis, ends at the Knights Grounds. In the parade are the Queen candidates, floats, antique cars, military vehicles, marching bands, your city council, yours truly, and fun galore. Visit florissantmo.com and we'll see you there.
It's that time of year again, the time you want to spruce up your yard. And whether you're just adding a few pieces to your deck or a complete landscaping overhaul, check out Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center at Highway 109 and Clayton Road in Wildwood. They have a family business that has been selling to St. Louis for 65 years. With a professional and knowledgeable staff, a beautifully maintained and colorful garden setting you think might look like a botanical garden instead. Their landscape division provides exquisite, elegant, and refined landscapes, magnificent outdoor living rooms, kitchens, patios, pool areas, and things you can definitely picture in your home. Premium quality plants, not those small ones that you see at the big box stores. Beautiful greenery everywhere you look at Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center. Again, they're located at Highway 109 and Clayton Road in Wildwood. This family business would love to see you for all of your landscaping needs. Pasiglia.com. It's Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center.
As a guitarist, the focus every day was on my hands. I had to just walk away.
Brian was a touring musician.
My psoriasis was really bad on my scalp and hands. Not only was I self-conscious to be in front of a crowd, it became too painful to play guitar. Nothing helped.
Lotions, medications, ointments, Brian tried them all.
Music wasn't just my passion. It was my living. I didn't know where to turn.
Until he turned to X-Track, the amazing phototherapy treatment for psoriasis and vitiligo. X-Track is cleared by the FDA and clinically proven with up to 95% clearance.
Whether you're in front of 10,000 people or just meeting somebody for lunch, we all want to look and feel our best. X-Track didn't just get me back on stage. It got me back my life. Now I'm back on the road with my band. I have never felt better.
Call now to live X-Track clear. Call 800-948-6808. Covered by most insurance and Medicare. That's 800-948-6808. 800-948-6808. Or visit xtracradio.com. Qualified patients. Certain restrictions apply. Results may vary.
One of the safest and most secure investments you can make is the remodeling of your kitchen or bath. A new updated kitchen or bath will increase the value of your home and your lifestyle. Now, you can call a contractor working out of the back of his truck and have him give you an estimate, but you're going to want a company that backs its work and can fix a problem if there is one. You want a company that's been around and will be there down the road. That company is Callier & Thompson Kitchens, Baths, and Appliances. They've been in business for over 60 years and will provide experience and quality with a proven track record you can count on. They will guide you through the entire process and work to stay within your budget. Visit them today at CallierandThompson.com or their showroom just east of 141 on Manchester Road. Call 636-391-9099. That's 636-391-9099 for Callier & Thompson Kitchens, Baths, and Appliances.
All veterans are invited to the Welcome Home Warrior Summit on May 13th and 14th at the St. Louis Community College Forest Park campus. This is a free event with many free services and activities, including food and beverages. The Navy Band will be performing, and there will be Navy dive and EOD robot demonstrations. Please join us on May 13th and 14th and share this information with every veteran. The VA Healthcare System, healthcare for heroes.
Frank, I'm Kevin.
Join Frank and Kevin on the Big Barbecue Show every Sunday on the Big 550 KTRS from 4 till 5 p.m. as they broadcast from St. Louis Home Fires,
where we talk recipes, tips, techniques, and anything barbecue.
We keep an eye on the local scene with barbecue contest updates and product reviews.
Fired up as we talk to local legends and national barbecue icons every Sunday from 4 to 5 on the Big 550.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Frank Opinion, who handles the IT at your company? Who's in charge of that? And are you happy with whoever that is, your IT people? Because if you're not, or you're looking to partner with somebody, but let's say you want to keep your IT people, but you need to bring in a partner, somebody you can turn to when it gets to the point where you go, well, man, this needs to be put in the hands of somebody who is at another level. I have that somebody, Huber and Associates. They think globally, and you have to. If you're an enterprise, a business, you have to think globally. You know, it's a Missouri-based company, but their footprint, as people like to say, is national, even global. They have built a powerful IT group, and they serve companies from the East Coast to the West Coast. It can be an extension of your existing IT team. They will design and deliver technologically advanced IT solutions to give you the edge that you need. And sometimes that's the difference between a business that's just taken off and a runaway success and a similar business that's not. It's who's in charge of that IT? Huber & Associates, H-U-B-E-R. This is the smarter IT solution. And I would invite you to contact them, talk to them, let them show you what they can do. They are a premier IBM Business Partner Innovation Center. Long name. Here's why it's impressive. There are only 42 IT solutions type companies that have that label. It's an exclusive group, and they're one of 42. They leverage IBM Power, Storage, Security, and Software Solutions. It's a great partner to have, Huber & Associates. You can find out more, including their website, if you go to frankopinion.com, click on Sponsors. Alphabetically go down to H, there they are, Huber & Associates.
On this side of the law, on that side of the law.
Thank you, Frank.
Who is right? Who is
wrong? Thank you for letting me sit in, and thank you for letting me do this segment every Thursday at the 4 o'clock hour, and thanks to the audience for your great calls. And questions, 314-969-5877, 888-550-5877. Colin, give me a shot at your legal issues. Paul, you've been waiting patiently. You are on the air, sir.
Hey, how you doing this afternoon? It's nice to have you on, Scott.
Thank you.
I had a question about congressional redistricting.
Yes, sir.
You know, I heard that you say that, you know, you sort of object to the current system, and I agree with you. There's a current lawsuit that's filed in Eastern District of Missouri's federal courts. It's actually challenging just what you said about gerrymandering. And what's happened is the first congressional district traditionally has been created as what's called a majority-minority district. And what I found in the research that in order to create one of those districts, you actually have to have evidence of discrimination. And just was hoping maybe you could talk on the subject a little bit, because the bottom line is the city of St. Louis, you know, we have issues. Ballot box access is not one of them. You know, we have a congressional candidate that, while we have a voter age population, black population of 49% in the district, we have a candidate that's won by 75%, which would sort of suggest that there's not issues at the ballot box. And I sort of take issue with our sitting politicians trying to utilize the Voter Rights Act when in order to utilize such act, there has to be, in any affirmative action, there has to be defined discrimination, and, you know, you have to sort of have it on the record. You know, you go through what they did down in Jeff City, and there was not one mention whatsoever of the need to create a majority-minority district. And I was sort of encouraged to hear you actually speak about that in the Arizona case.
Paul, thank you.
Wow.
That was very well put, sir.
It was.
And the better than anything I could. I was like, yes. Like, yes.
I have no idea what the heck he just said. You peon?
Here's what I think Paul said, because he was so eloquent. He didn't lose me. It was like reading Stephen Hawking's book.
It was good.
In Serbo Croatian. But what the case in Harris, the one that just came down, and it was 8-0, so it's unanimous, what said is, look at the population breakdown and look at the deviations based on a 10% scale. So if they've created a gerrymandered district and they're within 9.9% of the population demographics, then they're not really going to look at that in a suspicious eye. But what happens in these districts is that the people in power get a hold of them and they tweak them so that they don't lose their particular Democratic or Republican stronghold. And not only is the first congressional district in this part of town or this part of the country apparently gerrymandered, so is number two and number three, in that you're really not going to get out of or get into a general election fight where the party that's not opposing the party in power has a chance. So I would look at that case that's been filed. I'm not as familiar with it, not only as much as you are, as I should be, as looking now at Harris, and that's the standard now, because the U.S. Supreme Court said the 10% rule. Is it a 10% deviation? If it's not, or if it's less than a 10% deviation from the regular population, you're probably going to see it stay. If it's more, they're going to have a very serious reason that's legitimate for having it drawn that way. And there was a voting rights case, I think it was last year, it was decided, where the presumptive invalidity or the presumptive discriminatory balance of the district, I think that's out the window now. So to answer
real quick,
yes, please.
Okay. Oh, absolutely. So the issue in St. Louis County is you have a million person county. Now Charlie Dooley got himself elected during the same ballot, because you look at the previous period to figure out, you know, if you're looking at statistics. And the issue is that you have a million people in St. Louis County. You have a voting age population of 23%. The entire African American voting age population has been removed from the rest of the residents of St. Louis County, which parts them from the economic engine. And in order to replace that, they did in a non-compact manner. They went over to Jefferson County and St. Charles County and picked up the exact same residents. Now, if our government usually sets legislative boundaries first based by county, why would, you know, and when you look at issues with Ferguson and all those things, you know, you need a congressman in a huge county that has a million person county that has their eye on the ball. And currently the congressional representative that represents the majority of the county, there's no African Americans in that. And when you have a county that has a 23% voting, and they're an effective voting population. To get a county executive voted here, we have issues in Missouri. It's not race. There's not white guys in South City saying we're not going to vote for Lacey Clay, or people obviously in St. Louis County for over 10 years during that same redistricting period. Now, I'm glad that you said that, because there was a news outlet out there that basically said, oh, well, this doesn't make any sense. This, you know, and the bottom line is, what is their justification for utilizing race? Because if they don't have racial evidence, I would hope you would concur with me that there's no legal cause to utilize the Voting Rights Act.
Paul? I don't think I could say that any better.
Man, oh man.
I think that I agree.
And well, you need to go to Channel 4 and Chris Nagus and correct him, because obviously he thinks it's a quack suit. And I think that this is an issue that should have been addressed.
Based on
setting their own boundaries? That's like the criminal sitting on the jury. We need to have an independent counsel here.
Well said, sir. Based on Harris and based on the way that Arizona had it, you have to hold up a 10% deviation. If it's a more than a 10% deviation from the basic population, you're going to have a difficult time justifying the way that district was drawn. That is not my opinion. That is the opinion of a unanimous United States Supreme Court.
Hey, can
April 20th, 2016.
I want to ask Paul a question.
Please.
What do you do for a living?
Well, I run a bail bondsman company, and I'm running for United States Congress.
Oh, okay.
And I had no idea. You know, I just was like everybody else. I went down there, I pulled the lever, and then I start looking at this map. Mm-hmm. And I asked myself, why do we have 44,000 people in Jefferson County, 100-some thousand from St. Charles County, and we could be a compact district? Because, you know, the district size is 746,616 people, and we're a million-person county. So St. Louis County needs to have a representative just for them. St. Charles County, they need to have a representative just for them. But apparently, there's deals that are made to where we create where there'll never be a competitive race. And my bottom line is this: I'm a Republican. So, you know, just because I'm a Republican doesn't mean I'll throw the Constitution out the window. And all I say is, let's set the districts the way they should be by the law and let the chips fall where they may. We should, you know, in a region like this, and you look how close our county executive election was, loss of 1,600 votes, we are a competitive area, and it should be such, and it should be reflected. But unfortunately for us, John Deal was the person that created the last map. Okay, so where's John Deal these days? And, you know, there's some that, you know, not some, I'd say one in the media that's taken upon themselves to try to make, you know, my argument, which seems to me in any type of civil room people get, as being like a quack suit. Quite frankly, they should have never set these districts that way in the first place. What you do is you set a district based upon compactness. You don't take the entire black population and pack them into one congressional district where African-American influence is only upon one district instead of two, the way it should be in this region. And it just sickens me that the only way I can get my message across is to make call-ins, you know, cold to a station. But I understood that when I heard you talking, Scott, I knew instantly you understand this issue.
Well, I appreciate
that's why I called in.
I appreciate that, and it was a well put out brief and oral argument on your part. I think the three justices here are not only glad you called, but glad we didn't get into any kind of further quagmire.
I don't know half of the stuff you talked about.
I know three quarters of it. But I
think it was intelligent.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
They don't want you to know about it because that's how they get over on all of us.
Well, anyone
in the world.
Can,
and if we keep bringing it up, people start asking the questions, you know, why is it that we're doing these things? You know, we need to have elections that are fair. And when the population is getting pissed off saying the system's fixed, these are the types of things they're talking about.
Thank you, sir.
So I plan on addressing it in court, and hopefully you guys will be willing to follow during your Thursday segment of the developments.
Of course we will. Thank you so much, sir.
Okay, one other thing. I wanted to say something to Frank Opinion. You're the best, man. And I've listened to you for years, and, you know, your media transcends race and age and all those things, and I'll continue to be a good listener, okay? Thank you, sir.
There you go. Much appreciated. I think that means he's AM in the PM. Yes.
I think so. Roundabout way he said it.
I'm exhausted from that. I felt like I was at the U.S. Supreme Court.
I'm exhausted,
if anyone
too.
Wants to read this case, it's Harris versus Arizona Independent Redistricting Commission. You can go to UnitedSupremeCourt.gov and read it there. I think the 10% rule is what we glean from that. Sounds like that doesn't happen around.
Sure,
here.
I'll go with that.
All right.
I don't know. Yeah, it sounds good to me.
I need a shot of tequila.
Meet me.
Pronto.
All right.
Amigo.
Here's Tim Weiland, and he is airborne, and he is looking at all the districts right now and checking traffic out. So, Tim, give us a look at traffic. I just got cussed out by somebody. Some guy just called.
Wait, I'm getting off the lane.
See you, Dan. All right. I tell you, if you're trying to get out of town or even trying to come into town, good luck, because it's a mess. We're over Highway 55 southbound. It's solid from Highway 44 down through Remus Barracks. They did clear the accident on eastbound Highway 4064 in front of the Union Station, but traffic is back from Bellevue. That goes all the way to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound drivers, you're slowing from a little bit better there, from Union Station out through McCausland. You're heavy again. You're heavy again from McKnight out through Highway 270. Now, northbound 270, only two right lanes are blocked now on that accident before Page. They were trying to clear that up, and they had some oil dry down, but you're jammed from Manchester up through Page. Then you have the drivers on southbound 170. It's from Page down through Highway 40, eastbound 270. Basically going to call it McDonald through New Florissant and West Florissant through Bell Fountain. And then southbound 270 is pretty solid now from Page. Actually, it goes from Dorset down to where this accident is, and then from Olive down through Doherty Ferry. Roofing contractors, it's Pro Appreciation Week at Lowe's. Stop by your local Lowe's and get 10% off select GAF roofing accessories from now through May 6th. See store for details. Void where prohibited. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. Severe weather can happen at any time. At any time. Even if your power goes out, you can still tap the app. The KTRS app on your phone for the latest real-time updates on the latest weather conditions and warnings. We keep the information streaming live at KTRS.com. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Hi, I'm Jim McMillan. There's a name I want you to remember, and it's Fertilome. You've probably seen the name when you visit your favorite nursery. Just the sound of the name Fertilome makes you think of lawn and gardens, doesn't it? These folks have a whole line of very effective products like their Weed-Free Zone, a weed killer you can use in cool weather, root stimulator that will really build a strong root system on those little flowers, and one of my favorites, Fertilome Azalea Food for your evergreens. Fertilome products are only available at your local nursery or garden center, so when you visit this spring, be sure to look for the Fertilome name, and you'll discover many products that'll make your gardening efforts quick, easy, and effective. Oh, and when you have a question about how to grow something or a gardening problem, I'll just bet your dealer will give you the answer with a Fertilome product right in his hand. So get the solution to your garden problems today with a Fertilome product. Fertilome, its name says gardening success.
Hi, it's Frank Opinion. I bought a lot of cars in my life. I like cars. I really like cars. But not everybody can buy a lot of cars. I've been fortunate. I could do that. And I don't know if it's fortunate or just the fact that I worked since I was 11 years old. But I've had cars. Now, my dad, on the other hand, didn't have a lot of cars. In my entire life, before I left home, he was able to buy one car that I remember. Just one. It was a very plain car. But it was the thrill of his life. I mean, I'll never forget the thrill of what a big deal it was. And that's what happens to Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. Whether you buy a car every year or 2 years or 5 years, it's a thrill, and it's a big deal. And it should be a big deal, and they want it to be. They want it to be special. That's how they deal with people. So forget all this. Somebody's got this price and this inventory. Of course, everybody has several cars, and some people have multiple locations, and the lease deal is probably available somewhere else that's available at Londoff. But they don't have John Londoff, and they don't have his staff. A staff that's trained to do business the way John and his dad before him did business. And that's treat people right and the way they'd want to be treated if they were customers. And that sounds so corny, and I know that. But you're not going to understand how true it is until you at least give them a shot at your business when you're looking for a car. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. He'll give you a big hug if he's there, too, so be ready for that. Get your hugging hat on, or whatever, your hugging whatever on, and get ready for the Londoff love. The Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270 or 24/7 at Londoff.com.
Welcome back to Donnybrook. Ray Hartman and I will be taking your calls when it's your turn next hour.
I want to be Lindy.
Anybody have any questions? Law Office of Scott Sherman at gmail.com. Wendy, you and I will be taking those calls. We'll have Bill Clevin. We'll have Mike Evans. We'll talk a little hockey for a big Blue Stars game 4 tonight. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.